Hey, this is Matt from Blue October, and you're listening to the Blues Hockey Podcast.
Hey everyone, before we get into this week's show, let's take a second to talk about our sponsors. First, we have Rockstar Tacos at the Gaslight Lounge, located at 4916 Shaw Avenue next to the Botanical Gardens. They'll open Tuesday through Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. They have weekly specials. Look, check out their Facebook, Instagram for pictures of all the food specials, along with Instagram as well. Some of the best food that you'll probably have. Chris and I both love the burrito tacos, along with the Poutina Turner appetizer. Go ahead and check them out to see what's going on with them, including their monthly music trivia on Facebook and Instagram. Next, we have Lucky Lola's Foods. Chris and I both love all their items, but especially Chris loves the salmon rub. They have their jalapeno sweet heat, along with some brats and meat sticks. You can find any of those items not only at Fresh Time and Kenrick's, and some of the Schnucks markets are starting to carry them as well. They're great items for barbecues or any occasion you may have. Veteran-owned, so make sure you check them out. Another great local company sponsoring our show. Last but not least, we have Altered State Comics, located at 671 Big Bend Road, opened Tuesday through Sunday. You can get comics, Funkos, figures, and much more at their show, at their place. You can check out alterstatecomics.com. We'll have all the info on where to, what they have, what's going on with them, but you can also start a pull list with them and get all your comics like I do every week. So thanks for listening to our show. If you need to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look up Blues Hockey Podcast, and you'll have all this information for not only on our show, but all our great sponsors. Enjoy this week's show.
Things are not great. They are blue.
They said we couldn't be here.
I look nervous.
The Blues take it over. 2-on-1, Zucker shoots, scores! And a save by Pennington.
Jason, along with Chris.
Yo.
And we have a special guest, our friend Justin.
What's up, everybody?
Studios / the basement with us. So,
basement studio, I believe.
Very excited to be here.
Yeah, that's what we're going with. So we're going to talk about some what's been going on around the Blues. Blues are 7-4 officially since Brubé got fired, taken over by Drew Bannister. Look pretty good at times.
And look real crappy at times. So just like the rest of the season.
Yeah. Defense looks a lot better. I think we all can agree on that. Defense and goaltending, I think was already kind of a strong point, but I think it's continued to be a strong point.
Now, I would say I would disagree slightly with you. I would say the effort that we see is consistent from night to night, I think. I think the scoring isn't, because I just don't think they have the dudes in the end.
They do not.
But I've definitely seen better competitiveness night in, night out than the roller coaster that was the Berube first part of the season. Not that it was Berube's fault.
Yeah, but I think everything, like I said, at times they look really good. A lot of 2-1 games, which is and mostly going their way, which is nice to see. Like, you can keep the score low, but then they have games like the Tampa game where it's 6-1 or
the
Florida game.
Maybe we just avoid Florida.
And we just had Florida.
I think that's a good rule in life.
So, looking better overall. They're getting ready to face the Rangers of New York. In about 25 minutes or so.
You have to say it right, the Rangers.
The Rangers.
The Rangers.
From New York. So a lot of good teams coming up, so I'm really thinking if they somehow get through this month 500-ish, they have a decent chance of getting through. And,
yeah.
But I think the best thing to do, if they, well, no matter what happens, sell.
Yeah, I now that we've won a cup as a franchise, I really look at the postseason as in, do you really have what it takes to make a run, or are we just happy to be there?
Right.
And barring this team pulling the 2019 Blues and going on some sort of astonishing post All-Star game run, I just don't see it. Maybe they get lucky and win a series, but I just don't see this team competing with the – LA's and Colorado's and Vegas's of the Western Conference, let alone the top of the Eastern Conference.
I mean, but that's the rub, right? That's 2019 is what keeps you from writing off a team like this. Because, and I said this when Berube got fired, I was like, if you look at the rosters between the two teams, I think there's some history revisionist in people's minds about the level of talent difference that were between those two teams at the time that they won them.
This team doesn't have the top-end talent.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But if you look at the type of players that were on that team, there's not a ton of difference. Like, there's a few players difference. But I think that what happened that year and the way it happened keeps you from ever feeling like you're out of it now because you did make such a run.
Look, if we had... Because let's be honest, when they went on that run, it was O'Reilly and Tarasenko and even Schwartz that pulled that team in.
Right.
And if we had someone of that to do this, then great, let's roll the dice. But unless you're going to make that trade in the next week to bring someone like that in and you're in the middle of that run, I don't think you pick someone up at the deadline hoping to start that run. You better be in the middle of that run at the deadline.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I for the longest time, we were just happy to be there.
Yeah.
And I think if we had kind of the prolonged period of they weren't making the playoffs a lot, kind of the 1 year where they surprised everyone that run and they played Vancouver in the first round.
Yep. That was 08?
Yeah, I believe so. And they got swept
pretty
quickly. But
they were there.
But they got in, and we knew, like, oh, they still have all these young guys. They had the Oshie, Bergelin, Perron. Petrangelo was getting drafted, I think just got drafted a year before. So you're looking at everything's on the way up for that team.
Yeah.
So you're pretty excited about that. So we'll get into the Blues news. We talked, like I said, we're not doing game recaps anymore because it's just
why?
Let's talk about it. And it's just,
you were probably scored, watching.
This guy scored. More than likely, you listen to this, you were probably watching. Yeah, so quick from what we kind of missed. So I did this today, quick podcast that will be either up as this is one is, or right before this, with our friend Mike Meyer, who gave us a lowdown on all the prospects at the World Juniors and what kind of what went down, what do we expect from our guy, Jimmy Snuggernuts, did very well.
Boy, did he.
Doug Armstrong, I don't know if anybody watched the game the other night, Doug Armstrong was on TV.
Yeah,
the
he talked about
it. He was very, very pop a boner from Jimmy Snuggerud.
Swinging
like,
from the
If he could have got him there yesterday, I think he would have been there.
I predicted on the podcast that I think they burn a year of his contract and bring him in after just to give him a taste of, you know, no matter what's going on, if they're doing bad or if they're close to a playoff run.
What do I mean? What are you losing?
I mean, you're just getting the guy experience one way or another.
Well, that's what Armstrong said. Is
bring
like,
him
I
up.
Don't think there's nothing that's going to happen in the development of him that is going to hurt if he comes here.
No, I don't.
And also, I had not seen him shoot the puck. Like, it's, you know, I'm not in tune to the prospect.
You know what he knows how to do?
Bro. That's a shot.
He knows how to shoot a one-timer.
That's insane. What? Yeah. What?
It's a very, very not often used term in this town, in this team.
Honestly, and this is not, like, since, like, Brett Hall. Like, you can't think of a guy who would just, like, one-time it a lot. And he was doing it from, like, the point
Including
almost.
The dude whose jersey is hanging behind you.
Yeah, be Vladimir Tarasenko. Yes. So, had a good shot. Did not like the one-timer.
Not so much.
Settle it.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Could settle it and still shoot pretty well, but still. So all the prospect stuff will be there, so that's why we're not talking about the World Juniors now. So the Blues do have their lone all-star, maybe more. We'll see what happens.
Did you see
Bobby Tommy?
Kudos to Bobby Tommy.
Did you see that Bennington tweeted out the offer still stands to Bennington, or to
Bieber.
To Justin Bieber?
And to follow that up, Bieber will be one of the four celebrity captains to pick teams for things. So he will be there no matter what. So the matter down to the point is, does the NHL rig this thing?
Oh, come on.
To get Bennington there.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not a large conspiracy theorist, but if Bieber accepts that, if you don't think Bennington finds his way onto the All-Star roster, come on now.
Mind you.
Because that would make global news.
Yeah.
If Bieber's on the ice taking
shots.
NHL
loves them to be in the news because they don't get a lot.
They need it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what that happens. So, Bennington, at least last time I checked, wasn't in the top. I think it's like 9 guys who get added. He's not in that yet, so we'll see. But
is shocking
because he's probably just the second best player the Blues have.
He's had a great year.
It's further proof
all things
that
considered.
All of these All-Star games, anything that allows fan voting.
Oh yeah,
I get you want the fans to be involved, but there's always people that you're like, how is that person not an all-star? Be it right. hockey, baseball, basketball, NFL, Josh Allen. But I get wanting to have the fans involved, but it's just, it becomes a popularity contest.
Yeah. So, Thomason, maybe Binnington, we'll see. He didn't like, I kind of predict that.
I would say Binnington has a better chance than Kyrou. I know that the Blues were pushing, vote for Jordan Kyrou. I was like, or that's not.
That sounds like a Johnny Tryhard in the PR department trying to really make that happen.
Yeah, so let's see. A couple other things the Blues have coming up. So, one contract extension signed. Nathan Walker.
Australian.
Just called up.
Australian for AHL points.
And he gets a 2-year at $775,000.
Fine. Great. That's value.
Yeah.
He's a guy that I don't mind sits on the bench the whole time, will come in for like 5 to 10 games, play really well, and then you can tell like it's time for him to sit on the bench again. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You need guys and you need guys that are cheap and want to be like he likes to take. Guess what? He likes the town. He likes being in St. Louis. So guess what? You take
You need guys like that.
No, I think St. Louis is very similar.
I think he's
to
a classic like low ceiling, low floor guy where like he's never going to obviously do
and the thing
great
is, like,
things, but he's not going to like make an ass out of your team on the ice.
Yeah.
He's not going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah. But when he's out there, it's like, oh, he's trying really hard. Yep. I kind of feel like, oh.
He's noticeable.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. I was like, I'm fine.
And he can score.
He scored the other night. So he scored in the Carolinas. So
he damn near scored in the Vancouver game.
Yeah. So they're getting there. So I'll take that. Cheap, good deal.
Yeah.
We'll talk about one game because of what happened afterwards. Blues fell to the Florida Panthers, and Matthew Tkachuk scored a hat trick in the third period to put the game away.
Of course
away.
He did.
Great for my fantasy team, bad for the Blues.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I got us up my fantasy lineup this week on Thursday.
Thank you. Not do that because I'm playing you this
perfect.
Week,
so. You got it.
No problem.
This is your one.
Yeah, I'm in first place, so I'm good.
I know. I'm behind again. So anyway, after the game, they've been doing this like after whatever it's called, the after report. I'll be honest, I messed up on the name. It's whatever it's called. They had Darren Pang a couple weeks ago when Chicago was in town. It was really funny to have like Sundquist came by and said hi. They just interview and kind of talk afterwards. They all drink. Sponsored by Bud Light. They all have Bud Lights conveniently.
Hanging out, doing things.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So they have Robert Thomas and Matt Tkachuk comes on and they're talking. And Matt Tkachuk says, this is a great town to play in. I haven't played here yet. Oh. And then they look at and everybody kind of looked at him and he's like, oh, you know, like if it, you know, and just kind of stumbled over his words.
You had your chance, homie.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but you wanted to
you
go
didn't need
Florida.
To sign that contract.
Yeah. And Blues, mind you, that deal that came out like that pretty much was the deal was Tarasenko, Scandella, and a first. Mind you, they made up. Calgary hasn't worked out for them, but at the time when you looked at the players they got, technically,
it was a great deal.
It was a great deal. Absolutely. But you look back. Maybe not great. You know, like, obviously, Huberto has kind of not been playing great.
Yeah.
Uyghur has been okay. And it looks like they're ready to blow things up in Calgary now. So, just like Goudreau and Tkachuk kind of thought would happen. So, they tried to keep the win. And this is what I want to tell people when they look at the Blues, when they're like, they want them to compete still.
That's the Samsung thing.
Yeah.
My washer and dryer
that's
the same
what
thing.
You hear in the background.
Sorry. So, it plays an amazing song good. Like a toddler.
I don't. They probably can't hear it. I was just like.
No, you're fine.
That was but, crazy.
Like, when people want the Blues to still be competitive and this and not do a complete rebuild or retool, look at Calgary. They're still literally in purgatory because they have a bunch of guys that are stuck on large
look
contracts.
Look at Ottawa.
And Ottawa just can't get out of their own way. And they're looking. I saw that apparently they're shopping Jacob Chychrun after they just acquired him a year and a half ago.
That's the thing. Like, there are no guarantees in slam dunks in sports. There just aren't. Well, there's very few.
Very few.
I would give up half this roster for Brady Tkachuk tomorrow.
For Brady or Matthew?
No, Brady. Brady is
both. I don't.
Brady's my favorite Tkachuk.
I think Brady Tkachuk.
Keith is still my favorite.
I don't know who do you think is like. This doesn't be bad, but who is the more? I'll say not that word. Just lets loose on the ice, basically. Just doesn't care.
Brady.
Oh, it's Brady
is a crazy person. No. I think he's. I think honestly, he's probably
Matthew Tkachuk's dialed it back a little bit. He used to be kind of.
I think Brady is not as natural of a scorer as. Matthew Tkachuk,
but I think better
all around game, like hit and leadership. Like I think he's got that thing too that I don't think Tkachuk necessarily does.
I think that at some point in this career, their careers, you're going to see both of them on the Blues together. I just hope that it is before it is, you know, like the days of us having Jason Arnott and
Jamie Langenbrunner
and Paul Kariya you know, when it was 8 years after their prime, you're like, that's awesome that they're in a blue note. But
yeah, we can name a lot of guys like
Bill Guerin, another one.
Bill Guerin, Martin Brodeur.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of guys. Like, Blues are very famous on picking up guys named Tom Barrasso. Like guys that were like great careers.
You could have put a gun to my head and I would not been able to tell you that Tom Barrasso was a Blue.
Yep.
I remember that. 12 games or something like that. He's not a name I would pull out of my ass at any point for sure.
Reinhard Divas. Random. Ooh. That's random. But anyway. Yeah.
Paris Doofus.
Yeah, that was a good one. Patrick Laleem.
Danny Corso.
Good.
Patrick Laleem, all-time worst Blues goalie.
Yeah.
That guy couldn't stop a beach ball.
And the only goalie member right now of the Blues Hockey Podcast, Hall of Shame. So maybe they'll have to make a comeback eventually. So two more news notes, and then we'll get out of here so everybody can so we can go watch the game. You'll be listening to this at your own leisure, whatever time or place you're at. Preko played very well this year.
Better. I'm gonna go ahead and say, because I'm not the only one clearly, but Preko hating for like the last couple of years for good reason. I think
someone in this room may have
insulted a family member of his.
It really, really gone after Preko audibly, not realizing his father was standing in front of him.
That's awkward.
No, it's not. His dad was watching the game. He saw the same thing I did. He was a 6 foot something turnover machine and proof that you can stack ish real high on skates.
I agree.
That season.
This season, though, for whatever reason, I don't even know why. If anybody wants
to. It could be a system.
I think it's a system thing.
Could be 100%. A system thing. You know, the pairing seems to be working with him. I have nothing against Colton Parayko, the player. What my problem has been is the insistence on this team to push him as he's our number one guy.
Right.
Number one guys don't need to be paired with a specific type of person to be a number one guy.
Right.
You didn't need to worry who Al MacInnis was with, who Chris Pronger was with, or who Alex Pietrangelo was with. Right. They made the person they were paired with better.
Yeah. Sure. How many years did Al MacInnis get paired with Jeff Finley?
Right. That's my point. Yeah.
Like, nothing against those guys, or like Jeff Norton or something like that.
Right. That's my point. Parayko is clearly a very talented hockey player. He just needs to be put in the right situation for his skills to show through. That's not what a number one D man does.
Right. Yeah. So speaking of Colton Parayko, he is now number three on games played all time for St. Louis Blues defenseman.
Behind.
So he only has two left. So who are those two?
Who?
You got to think Barrett Jackman's one of them, right?
He is number one.
Yeah.
By the way, he falls into the Parayko category of, like, I remember when Barrett Jackman was like 27 years old or something.
Yeah, good.
And I remember I was like, it feels like he's been playing here for 100 years.
Yeah, he played with
you. Because you heard about him, like, from the time he, like, stepped on the ice in the minors, and they were like, Barrett Jackman is coming. Like, it's like Game of Thrones.
Right.
Barrett Jackman is coming. Yeah. And it was like, I was like, how is he not 50 years old?
Yeah.
The impair with Al MacInnis doesn't,
hurt.
It prolongs your career.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would say the other one has got to be Petro?
Yep, those two. So Barrett Jackman, 803. Alex Perrineau, 758. Wow. And Colton Parayko will now be at 616, 617 now.
Wow. Who's he passing?
He's passing Bob Plager. He just passed both Plagers.
Poor choice of terms.
Yes. Ouch. Yikes.
Move right along.
And transition. So, last but not least, a Blues member of the team, I can't get past it now, was involved in a little controversy up in Philadelphia.
He sure was.
So, after the World Juniors, Cutter Gunthier, if I said the name right, I got the first name right for sure, was the leading scorer of any guy in the whole tournament.
Sure.
So, looked Philly fans super excited. Got this guy number 5 overall a couple years ago. After he's done this NCAA year, he's going to turn pro. It's going to be fantastic. And then they quickly trade him to Anaheim for Jamie Drysdale and a second-round pick. And everybody's like, what the hell happened? So basically, a lot of stuff has happened, but Cutter Gunthier didn't want to play there. Philly went to the World Junior trying to talk to him. He basically avoided them.
That is what we like to call karma, kids. Mm-hmm. Because remember, there was another player back when I was in high school who didn't want to play for a team and ended up getting traded to Philadelphia.
Yep.
And that is Eric Lindros.
Well, yep. That's what I've heard saw a couple of times that people said. So it's kind of the
karma
reverse.
Comes around.
So I was reading about this, and the way I read it was there. So I think their GM came out and talked about it, and he was like, we drafted him. We were super excited about it. And he said, like, I'm excited to be a Philadelphia Flyer. I'm excited to play for Philadelphia. This is going to be great. And he's like, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it turned into, I don't want to play for Philadelphia. Please don't make me play for Philadelphia. This sucks. Right. It was like literally, he said it was like a flip.
He probably went and visited Philadelphia.
Well, you know.
Which is possible. So the podcast, Crossing Broad, sure.
That's hockey day, podcast? Man.
Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're going with.
All right.
Basically said the quote, Kevin Hayes' fingerprints are all over this, which basically meaning that he influenced Cutter Gunther to not play for them.
Just out of curiosity, did they provide any context, evidence, or...
It's Philly. No, they didn't.
So basically the only way that it's... Kevin Hayes went to Boston University, which is where Cutter Gunther currently goes. So apparently when he was drafted and going to Boston, Kevin Hayes took him to go golfing one time.
So this is like once. Conspiracy theory stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a source told this guy this. So, of course, like...
Sources. That's my favorite. My you know, sources tell
sources
me.
Sources are awesome.
And that's why I'm like, man, I...
Was it a stagehand? I bet it was a stagehand.
So, quote, in Kevin Hayes, it's completely false, 100% false. I don't know where he got that information from. I said the kid golfing once. The coach at Boston College asked me to take him golfing just to chat with him, play nine holes, and he went home. I sent him a text after he won the World Juniors, said congrats. I told him if he had any issues or problems when I was with Philly, I felt like I was doing Philly a good service by helping out their fifth overall pick. Never once did I say a negative thing about Tortorella. Never once a negative thing about the organization. I reached out to Danny Briere last night and told him exactly what I'm telling you. End quote.
So first of all, from that, no one needs to say a negative thing about John Tortorella because all you have to do is witness John Tortorella for like
the body of work
10 minutes
for itself.
Or like look back at him and you will know that John Tortorella needs no like introduction as far as being a, well, not quite a terrible of a human being as I thought he was. At least a crazy
that's
person.
That's Mike Babcock is 10 times worse than
No. Correct. But Jason followed this up earlier, and I was kind of amazed by this part of the story, so go ahead.
Yeah, so last one before I get to that part. Another quote. Yeah, I think it's expletive. This is what it says on this article. Honestly, I think those two guys acted like complete pieces of expletive.
Same expletive.
To be honest, making expletive up.
Third, same.
Is this Kevin Hayes stating this?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, mind you, he was not saying expletive. This is in the post dispatch. Now I'm going to. It'd be awesome if he was actually. No, I'm going to bed and waking up with death threats and people wanting my family dead and people are happy my brother's dead. It's completely insane that this guy can
say.
I was going to say, stay classy
for Philly.
And sadly enough, that's a lot of people said. And people are Philly like coming out like that's not everybody. And then guess what? We said the same thing when the whole Nazem Kadri thing happened with everybody. There was apparently people giving him death threats and his wife death threats. Not every Blues fan's like that.
Oh, was it after the Justin Falk thing?
Yeah. Well, I know after the
Bennington, where he
running
Bennington and then,
oh yeah,
and Bennington, threw the water bottle at him or whatever.
To be fair, I think there's a big difference between Kevin Hayes and Nazem Kadri.
I'm just saying
that is Nazem Kadri has a history of being a POS player,
but
and taking cheap
correct.
Shots.
Neither of them deserve the
death threats.
No, they don't.
The after part
that's
of that.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So yeah, got death threats. Was there? So all this happens, and then John Tortorella decides to come out. I looked up. It was during our practice. So after practice, we're talking about the game that's coming up. Healy stops the press conference, and he said, is the guy who talked about Kevin Hayes here? And they looks over, and I guess the guy goes, yeah. And he just lays into him. Please go find the clip. I'm pretty sure I might have retweeted it already, but it's 50 seconds of him just laying into this guy saying, the thing I thought was great is like, me and him did not see eye to eye in regards to how he should be used for hockey.
Kevin Hayes.
Yes, Kevin Hayes. But he's a good human being, and he doesn't deserve that. And now this is going to follow him no matter what for the rest of his life because you put that out there.
Yeah.
And that's a very good thing to put out there for – I know that if there is anybody who does have a podcast like us, I know we have a couple people listen.
Well,
think before what you say. Like, we do stuff in fun, and then we try to make sure, like, we are never going to be the guys breaking news. Like, that's not our thing.
No.
Justin and I went to college together and took a lot of the same classes together.
Yes, we did.
A lot of media classes. And one of the first things – that you learn when you are aspiring to be someone in broadcasting, be it, on the radio or podcast or TV or whatever, is that things that you say have actions and fallout from them. And just because you say something as a joke or it's your opinion, people will take that and run with it, and it quickly becomes fact because, well, I heard it on, you know, this podcast or this radio show, or I read it on this website or whatever. You know, words have consequences, and you can't just spout whatever you think because, well, if I bet this is what happened.
Right.
You have to vet things. Otherwise, you get into a situation like this where some guy's family is legitimately getting death threats because you said he's involved in this guy not wanting to play for this whoever's saying the threat's favorite team.
Yeah.
And that's BS.
Right. Yeah. It's really interesting on how people do it because there's a lot of people we saw out there trying to make – when the offseason was around, there was a lot of stuff going around like who's getting traded. Is, you know, Torrey Krug going to get traded? Is he going to accept the trade?
And all my homies hate Torrey Krug.
That's that too. But there's a lot of like the need to be first.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, well, the and need that's, to be that's, first. That's a lot of things. But I mean, the, like, it seems like that's definitely a sports thing.
Oh, it's a news thing.
It's a news thing in general.
The need to be first has trumped the need to be accurate. And you can thank the 24 hours news cycle for that. Places like CNN and things like that, as great as it is, because 24 hours a day you can go and get news. No one cares if they hurt. Like, if you get a story beaten, you know, if you're Fox News, let's say, and you're vetting a story, that's not what Fox News does.
You also learned that in college.
Right. You know, you're going to run with the story because you don't want the other station to go on air first and pull people watching you over there. You know, it's very similar to the biggest one in recent history, the day that Kobe Bryant died.
Mm-hmm.
There were rumors of it all over social media. I was in my car listening to ESPN radio, not local ESPN radio, national ESPN radio. Mm-hmm. They didn't say anything for 2 hours because they didn't want to go on the air and say this and be wrong, and or what turned out to be the case after the fact, Kobe's wife found out about it from TMZ because a friend texted it to her.
Yeah, and because the police had not identified who it was yet.
Or notified the family.
Yeah, because they basically, I think it wasn't a police officer, basically got who it was.
I don't think they've ever said who it was, because if they did, it would shut down the whole system.
I thought it was.
She was the first responder.
She won a lawsuit against.
Did she?
She sued the, I thought it was the police department. But it could be department. Like the first responder. It was some first responder. But she won just like recently, like a massive amount of money.
What I had heard was that it was a first responder on the scene.
If anybody's going to get it, then.
Who walked off a little bit, and I guess TMZ has an 800 number or something.
Sure
they called and was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I work for whatever first responders. Kobe Bryant's dead.
Yeah, give me money.
Yeah, that's what it is. They pay for leads.
So,
and that's not a new thing, right? I mean, that's tabloid journalism.
It's just gotten more prevalent because of smartphones.
Well, it's all social media. It's not so much that everybody has a platform, because to some extent that's fine.
Right.
The problem is the lack of accountability and the lack of consequences that go with throwing shit out there with no context or reason or knowledge of whether it's true or not, and you're just throwing things out there. Because who knows? And that's why I asked Jason, had Kevin Hayes even been on this podcast, or were they just saying this has his fingerprints all over
it? I'm sure that's what it was.
And the conspiracy theorist in me is like, okay, well, if you're a podcast guy and you want to get your podcast name out there, there's a couple ways to do that.
100%.
And, you know, bad publicity is still publicity. So whether you're getting yelled at by John Tortorella, it's still you getting yelled at by an NHL coach.
Which he went out, if you follow him on, I'm not going to say the guy's name because, you know, it's whatever. On Twitter, he's like, everybody see John Tororo yelling at me? That's all he said. And people are just like,
problem.
See, it's a like, look at me guy.
Watch what happens the next time that guy applies for press credentials.
Sure.
So congratulations. You got your 15 minutes of fame,
right?
And you're done.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of those things like, you guys do a great job. And I think for the most part, as far as I know, at least all the Blues podcasts do a pretty good job of staying in your lane.
Yeah.
Which... is it a shitty thing to say to somebody sometimes when you're like hoping to be an aspired media person, which I know this podcast is not one of us. Not knocking on anyone, but you know, somebody's on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard or not.
Yeah. I've heard a couple of them.
Yeah. So
somebody
has
said that a couple times.
It'll be interesting to see the fallout, and maybe there won't be any, because again, 24 hour news cycle,
Yeah. Everyone's
tomorrow. Upset. Nobody even remembers.
Everyone's upset until there's something else to be upset exactly. about.
Yeah. Well, so I have the clip, but I'll play it for you guys after we're done here. But I'll read the quotes real quick. So after the guy acknowledged it was him, fact that he was, you know, at the media mm-hmm. gathering, Tortorella quote, "Are you kidding me? You think Kevin Hayes is going to do something like that? It's bullshit." They say they actually use right. it at New York. They can use that. Apparently yeah. on St. Yeah. Louis, they can't
New
use
York.
That. Right. It pisses me off that you guys throw, which is funny. They throw shit around and it affects someone's life. Kevin and I had a problem. We couldn't come to an agreement on how to play. That's a good man. That's a good man. And what you said is going to stay with him. That's what you guys don't understand. You're going to sit there and say that you have the right sources. I call bullshit.
Yeah.
And for all the things that I don't like about John Tortorella, like that's 100% true.
It's 100% true.
Absolutely accurate. And that's the, that's a microcosm of the internet and social media right now.
I always want to pin them down and go, tell me.
Right.
Who are your sources?
Yeah.
I did that to a guy earlier this year, and I still won't let him off the hook to the point that he's blocked me on two of his three platforms.
Yeah. So, the other thing, the guy basically went on Twitter afterwards. He said, "Well, Torch just lit me up at the press conference about Kevin Hayes completely unprompted. That'll to be a joy for everyone for the next couple of days." It might be a joy for a while.
Okay.
Honestly,
okay.
You're,
first of all,
that's a huge.
Like, unprompted.
Not unprompted.
It's not unprompted. No. If you're going to be the one to say that stuff, you got to be the guy that says, "Yeah, I said that stuff." Like, yeah, that's.
And apparently, after Hayes got traded to St. Louis, I guess he Hayes commented on Instagram that the guy, let's say a podcaster, or not even say reporter at this point, is an effing clown and making shit up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So, at the end of the day, just be responsible. Be nice to everybody. Jeez, it's not that hard. Cool. Believe it or not, it's not
hockey,
that hard.
Bro.
Right. It's not that hard. No. Like I said, was this guy getting, and to me, like this guy saying this stuff, what did it get out of him? Like, yeah, he got his name out there, but like mm-hmm. now you look really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, think about what you said. So maybe a couple of the diehard Philadelphia Flyers guys, like, yeah, F Kevin Hayes and blah, blah.
Well,
like, you got those guys.
That only goes for so long.
But how long is
remember
it?
Remember was it the year the Blues won the Cup? Where there was that one reporter, was he in San Jose or Winnipeg, who went after Bennington?
San Jose. The day before the Blues opened. It wasn't even that series. It was the Winnipeg series.
Yeah.
That he basically went through his Twitter history and found him, like, some stuff. And Bennington was like, yeah, I was 16 or whatever it was, 17, whatever it was. And he's like, I said dumb stuff and I apologize. That's all I can say. But people, like, to me, and it was, like, completely unprompted for that guy. And it was a guy looking for a name for himself. And sure. That whole year, I'll be honest, I don't remember his guy's name now.
No.
But that whole year, we knew that guy's name because everybody would tweet him out after every series and just said, look what Jordan Bennington did. Like, when he won the Cup, I remember everybody just said, hey, light this guy up with pictures. And all it was Bennington skating with the Cup. And it's just like, and to the point where the guy had to delete everything, from what I remember at least. But, yeah, so that was the thing I saw today, which I thought was kind of important to talk about. So
sure.
Let's see how, hopefully that kind of dies down for him and people, like, leave him and his family alone about.
Yep.
It will, but it just sucks that he has to go through when it's something.
Just wait until, when do the Eagles play? Saturday?
I believe so.
Monday.
Oh, no, they are the Monday night game.
Yep. Come Tuesday, when the Eagles lose in Tampa Bay, ain't no one going to care about this thing with the Flyers no more. People are going to be lighting up all the Eagles players and coaches. So in less than a week, Kevin Hayes will be off the hook because Philly sports fans will have a lot bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So, we'll get ready for the Rangers game, getting ready to start. We're going to go do that. So if you want to find us on the socials at Twitter, it's at BluesHockeyNHL.
At Hossapalooza.
Justin, if you want to say anything.
No, I'm good.
He's good. Facebook and Instagram, Blues Hockey Podcast. Let's see what else we got. We don't have a website anymore.
Nope.
So. I will say that. Thanks for letting me crash. Jason will tell you the day that Berube got fired, I needed to process outwardly so hard that I was like, Jason called me. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. Jason's calling me and I'm like, all right, here are all my thoughts. I just dumped on him.
Yeah.
I was just like, I just need to get this out of my brain.
No, that was good.
That dude's going to have a job, not by the end of this season.
If Ottawa's management isn't a complete shit show,
he'd be a good one for Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh God! I think I see him there.
Could you imagine Tarasenko being like, "No"?
That'd be funny. So
maybe trade him back.
I don't know where he was going to go. But we'll see. But he's probably going to get traded again. So,
yep.
We'll see how they go. So, go ahead and listen to us on the Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play,
Wherever you find your podcast, I believe, is what, what they say.
Is what they always say. I like to name them all.
It's true. Acast. I used to know them all.
We are working on accounts for Pornhub and Grindr and Tinder.
Yes.
So look for us there.
Covered everywhere you can hear us.
Yes. Which way do you swipe to accept? Help me out. I'm sorry, married.
I don't know.
Tinder.
Tinder. Left. Swipe right.
Don't swipe right. Swipe right to accept.
Yeah. Please swipe right for us whenever that happens. So there we go. So it makes me, there you go. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye. See you.